Thank you for calling. Press 1 if you are a new customer.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling Napa Fort Lincoln. To continue in English, press 1.
Para continuar en español, presione 2.
Please stop and listen carefully.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
Calling up before, Derek Maxwell, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from a company called Bank of Cardiff. We are working with one of your customers, and I just forgot to write the salesperson's name down. He's the one working with, the customer's name is Wooden Window. I have a quote number, if that helps.
I'm not sure, but let me transfer you to my sales manager. He
sure.
Most likely would know. One second.
Good afternoon, Napa Ford.
Yeah, hi. I was looking for Wayne. I didn't write down the number correctly. Is Wayne Tarleton in by any chance?
He comes in a little bit later today. Is there something I can help you with, or would you like his voicemail?
Well, my name's Ruben. I'm calling from a company called Bank of Cardiff. We have a customer that we're providing a loan for, but they emailed us, I guess, that their quote's only good until today, but if he's not in, I guess he's the person I would speak to.
What's the name of the customer?
Yeah, it's Wooden Window. They have Wooden, but it's Wooden Window.
Yeah, we've actually, my name's KC, Kevin Carpenter. I'm the sales manager. I handled that transaction with Wayne, the salesperson. So we signed that company up, and they have not taken physical delivery of the car because we're waiting on funding, and it's been like a week, and we've had a little bit of an issue between coordinating with the gentleman that came in and the owner, who I guess you're dealing with. So are we good with this?
No, okay. So I think there's a little confusion. So basically, I wasn't sure which one they're doing with. I can sort it out. So I can make them documents today. It's not physically possible for the customer to sign the documents, notarize, and get you funded by tomorrow, by today. Realistically, I could get you funded by tomorrow. Latest, I think, would probably be Wednesday. If that happens, should the customer call you and put like a refundable deposit down to secure the vehicle, and I can let them know that?
I'll go ahead and hold it for him now that I have a little bit more concrete idea of what's
happening.
Yeah,
they're approved.
So I appreciate you calling. So,
yeah, they're approved.
Okay. So can you send me an email just saying that within the next day or two you'll receive funding?
I can't say that you'll receive funding for sure because they have to sign my contract, but I can send you an email that says they're approved and we're generating their contract right now. What's your email?
It's my first initial K and then my last name Carpenter. So it's K Carpenter, that's CARPENTER at NapaFord.com.
Oh, so K Carpenter. PETNER, okay, ENTER, sorry, Carpenter.
Yes, Carpenter spelling, Carpenter, like, you know, builds a house, Carpenter.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
At what?
NapaFord.com.
Is that N-A-P-A?
N-A-P-A and then Ford.com. K Carpenter at NapaFord.com.
Second order, I assume you guys do the titling since you're in the same state, correct?
Correct.
All right. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for your help. Your sales rep comes in later.
Yeah, Wayne, and I'll let him know. Yeah, he works directly through me, so that's
okay.
Good that we
will
meeting me on this.
And you guys will do the titling, correct?
Yeah, we handle everything. Yeah.
All right, you're going to get an email from me in about the next 20 minutes. Can I give you my phone number in case that email doesn't come through?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 858-866-9102.
And your name again?
Ruben.
Okay, Ruben. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll look forward to the email, and we'll give it another day or two and hold on to this for him. Okay?
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay, Ruben. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.